And if you want to call in this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And my guest this morning is Sean. He's the host of a show, Two's Company, Three's Allowed. Sean is an Aussie. You're one of them roos, huh, Sean?
Yeah, that's right, Maggie. Although I've got a little bit of, I have to hold you in contempt a little there. It's not Aussie, it's Aussie. Aussie with a Z.
Oh, okay. Well, I prefer Aussie, so I'm going with the way I say it. You can say potato, I'll say potato. You know what I mean? So what the hell? Yeah. Who cares? What's in a word anyway, right?
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. Except lack of knowledge of words and their true meanings and our Orwellian world that we live in will leave us out on the outside looking in. So I'm an advocate of making sure people understand what the words they're hearing actually mean and not what they are being told they mean, because I say all the time, Sean, the truth will set you free. And
Truth will set you free, yes.
Yeah. You can't, you can live in denial, but it's not going to get you too far. So let's talk about some of the types of speech. You don't have any free speech in Australia. Let's talk about some of the stuff related to what you cannot say in the land down under and the types of things that have happened to people. If you can think of any off the top of your head, I know this is like out of the blue because I didn't say we'd talk about these kinds of things really. But, what comes to mind, Sean, when you want to talk about free speech down there? A lot of people think they have free speech here in this country, but you really don't, because you have people who tell you that you're committing hate speech if you say certain things in this country.
Yeah.
So what kind of stuff do you have? Human rights tribunals down there, because I know they have those in Canada. Do you have those in Australia?
Well, yeah, we do. But, I mean, that's irrelevant, because we do not have freedom of speech here, nor does Canada. You know, we're both under the monarchy. We share very, very similar laws, okay? But at the same time, without yourself knowing it, Maggie, so do you. Like, you've got the First Amendment, which is the right to freedom of speech, all right? You've got the Second Amendment, which is where you can bear firearms, so on and so forth. Neither of them are really working, because if you take a look at your laws over there, or your constitution over there, where it says, well, you've got the right to freedom of speech, but the moment you start talking about another race or another religion in a certain way, even if it is true in what you're saying, you can get yourself into trouble. Well, over here in Australia, a good example is Brendan O'Connell. Brendan O'Connell was a gentleman that was actually trying to defend Palestine. He was basically saying to a Jewish gentleman on the street, or I'm not sure that I'd even call him a gentleman, but a Jewish bloke on the street, he was saying, right, hold on, how can you justify Israel even existing, let alone the culling of the Palestinian people? Because let's face it, that's what's happening. They're culling the Palestinian people. Now, that was just him talking. He recorded it on a video, on a camera, and then what he did was he took it back, he put it on YouTube, and then not long after he was arrested. Now, I have actually played that the arresting of him, the audio of him being arrested on my show, Two's Company, Three's Allowed, and you can clearly hear how the police officer continuously tries to keep him talking. Because, you know, as you know, Maggie, when you get arrested, they say, you know, anything that can be used against you will be used against you in a court of law.
Okay.
So what they did is they continuously kept him talking, and then at that moment they arrested him and then took him away.
Hang on, Sean, because we're going to go to break. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Hold that thought, Sean. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go away, and then we'll take Jerry in Indiana when we come back.
Hey,
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And listen, everybody, I say this all the time, but it costs money for Airbnb to operate, so throw a few dollars in their direction, would you please, so that you can help them stay on the air, so I can stay on the air, and you can listen to everybody that you like to listen to on Republic Broadcasting Network. So now we're talking with Sean. He is the host of Two's Company, Three's Allowed, and he is an Aussie. He's one of them kind of people. And as before, and when we went to break, you were talking about someone down in Australia who had given their opinion on Israel and Palestine, and so he was arrested, and the cop kept him talking so that he could use more of his words against him, essentially. And so,
well, one of the things I always recommend, Maggie, is when, you know, if you end up arrested for something that you're saying, don't say anything until you get yourself a lawyer. Now, there's certain people that would say, oh, well, you know, I don't even agree with talking with a lawyer, Sean, but I would say this, you know, a lawyer knows a hell of a lot more about law than what we do on the most part. Don't ever say anything if you are told that, well, you've said something in hate speech or you've said something that could offend somebody. Don't ever speak to the cops. Just keep your mouth zipped. I think this is the biggest mistake that Brendan O'Connell made. And getting back to Brendan O'Connell just quickly, because I know that you do have a caller there, Maggie. One thing I will say is that he was imprisoned for 3 years for basically talking. So what free speech do we have over here? And I don't care if you're a Jew, you're a monk, or if you're a Muslim or you're a Christian or a Protestant, I don't care what walk of life you're from, all of us within Western civilization should better know better that we should have freedom of speech. I mean, come on. This is getting ridiculous when a man can be arrested for debating a Jew on the street and then all of a sudden ending up in prison. This young lad has lost 3 years of his life, Maggie. 3 years of his life because they tell us that we do have freedom of speech, but we don't really. That's what it's all about. There's no freedom of speech here.
Yeah, you know, let's take Jerry in Indiana, and then I want to cite another case that happened up around here. Hey, Jerry, how are you?
I'm all right, but...
A lot of interference here for some reason. I don't know why. Can you hear me okay?
Maggie?
Yes.
I want to apologize for Americans to your guest because he explained very clearly to us how that term was supposed to be spoken. And, you know, I served in Europe, in Germany.
What term are you referring to, Jerry? What are you talking about?
Well, you're continuing to use your own pronunciation of what...
Well, that's my prerogative, Jerry. That's my prerogative. I'm not offending my guest. If I want to say Aussie and he wants to say Aussie, that's fine, isn't it?
But no, it is the correct way to say it.
Well, guess what, Jerry? This is the way I'm going to say it, and that's just the way it is.
I was actually joking with Maggie, Jerry. I don't mean to sort
really?
Of. I don't mean to put you down when I say that. But what happens is, it's quite often a fact where the Americans call us Aussies, and we call ourselves Aussies. But the thing is, it's actually spelt with double S. And this is why the Americans quite often see it as Aussie instead of Aussie. So it's quite an easy mistake to make. And at the same time, we have a bit of a laugh between each other.
Yeah, and considering how you spell the word Australia, you don't spell it with a Z, do you, Sean?
No, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. All right, Jerry. Thanks for calling, Jerry. I appreciate your commentary. Please, if this is the best you can do is you don't like the way somebody pronounces something. Oh, my God, with all the problems we've got going on here, Sean, a pronunciation of the word is your big complaint. Oh, please,
let me tell you a story, Maggie. You know, we over here in Australia, a lot of Australians don't understand Americans at all. I was actually discussing with a good friend of mine this evening, in fact, on the way home from a small town, or I should say a small city, to my small town. When we were driving back, I was actually talking about how I got into a bit of a blue with some people and a blue is like a bit of an argument, with some people in a restaurant. I was sitting in a restaurant, and these people were actually saying, okay, well, those Americans, they're a warlike lot. They're such a warlike lot. And they kept going on about it, and I just had to stand up out of my seat. And I said, look, when you talk about Americans, you know, where are you going with this? Are you talking about the American politicians? Are you talking about the American people? And she said, oh, well, I'm talking about the American people. They're a very warlike lot. I said, really? I said, so are you telling me that these American people over there would like to send their children off to war to be shot in the face? And she said, oh, well, and I said, oh, hold on a second. Have you met an American person? Have you been to America? No. Okay, so have you actually spoken to Americans online? No, but I watch my television. Oh, you watch your television, I said. All right. Now, these are the rich you-know-whats. I won't use the words on air, but these are the rich you-know-whats that have never really thought out of the square they live in, right? Trying to basically say that these Americans are all a warlike lot, but never experienced it. And I said, you know what? Sit down, shut the you-know-what up, because I've actually met Americans. I've actually spoken to Americans for over half of my life. I know exactly what they're about, and they're no different to us. They're falling for the same families. They're falling for the that like these Rothschild families that are funding wars from every direction.
Exactly. All right?
You know what? I said, we're all the same. I said, America goes to war, we go with them. I said, do you want to see your child shot in the face? No. Do you really think that American people, on the most part, want to see their children sent over to war and shot in the face? No. I said, what makes us any different? We're just suckered in by the same families, by the same banking elites as anybody is. And this is the same mentality we're getting here, where somebody calls in to say, oh, well, you didn't say Aussie correct. You know what? I'm not going to apologize for the Americans, because I know they're not a warlike lot. I don't expect the Americans to apologize for me or Australians, because I know we're not a warlike lot. And I don't expect anybody to call into RBN to apologize for Maggie for calling me an Aussie, because that's the way we spell it. And you know what? Sometimes it's good for a laugh.
Please, yeah, really. You know, I'll tell you something. Sean, there's the thing. I was talking to this very liberal, progressive individual not too long ago who was a victim of code enforcement, and her whole mindset totally is that, oh, well, the evil Americans, we've done this, we've done that. And I said to her, I said, wait a second. I said, we're not the ones, you and I aren't the ones doing that. We don't have anything to do with that. I said, who are the people, who are the handful of people who are behind all of these things that are happening throughout the world? I said, that's who you need to focus your umbrage against. And, of course, she didn't know what to say, because I don't think she ever stopped to think about what she was saying before to realize that, wait a second, no, it's not John Q. Joe Blow on the street who's behind any of this stuff. We don't have anything to do with it. We're just sucked into the whole thing uncontrollably, because we don't have any control. They do. We need to take it back.
Welcome to fascist dictatorship. You know, we're no longer under democracy. We are under a fascist dictatorship. Once upon a time, Maggie, democracy was all about having a letter sent out, or even perhaps a phone call, to say, do you agree on what the government is saying right now? Do you want us as a government to do this? And then if we say no, then they say, all right, we won't do that. It's no longer that. We're under a fascist dictatorship. I don't care where you are within Western civilization. Germany, Switzerland, France, Australia, America, any part of the UK, we're under a fascist dictatorship. They are speaking down to us as if we are some sort of child that cannot decide for ourselves. But the big thing is, Maggie, if we don't take that square on the chessboard as the people, then they rightfully have the right to do so.
Well, you know, I go back to this movie that I watched last night, done by Joan Vian. And again, for anybody out there who's listening, if you're interested in what this woman, who knows all about the whole finance game and the whole, all the Federal Reserve and the Bank of International Settlements and all the central banks and all these games and all of this stuff going on, it was Joan Vian. Her last name is spelled V-E-O-N, and her website is called womensgroup.org, I believe it is. I know I've linked to it up on my website, but go there and just read the stuff that this woman had written and get some of her videos. They're very illuminating. We've got a couple other callers here, Sean, so let's grab a couple callers. Where are we at time-wise? Actually, you know what? We're going to take Chris in Tennessee and Richard in Minnesota when we come back, because we're going to go to a break in another, I don't know, about less than a minute or so, so I don't want to cut them off. I want to give them ample opportunity to give us their opinions. So
yes,
when we come back from break, we'll grab them. You know, there are so many people out there that have so much information. It's just a mind blower to me, Sean. I, you know, and I'm not this most well-read or anything like that at all. But there's just, it's amazing to me how much stuff they have left out of the history books, that they've left out of the school curriculum, and of course, deliberately so. But it's amazing to me how much stuff they have not told us, of course, by design. Listen, we're going to go to break, everybody, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away. We shall return.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the law.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I'm joined by my Aussie friend, also known as an Aussie friend, Sean from the land down under. we've got a couple callers, Sean, so let's take a couple callers. Hey, Chris in Tennessee, how you doing?
Fine, Maggie, and I wanted to ask Sean a couple questions, please.
Sure,
Sean, during the Bush administration, I noticed a lot of members from the Green Party who had a lot of weight and had a lot of say-so for criticism against George Bush. And also the other part of that was the artillery teams and the men that were sent to Iraq for the commitment when the United States involved ourselves in the Iraqi war. Have you seen any of your veterans come down with depleted uranium and have issues with not getting proper medical care from your government towards their physical condition?
I'm not very well versed on that, actually. I actually have a nephew that is actually a part of the military. I also have I guess you could say a cousin in the military as well, but I'm not very well versed in when it comes down to depleted uranium and so on and so forth.
That was put in the shells that we developed over here, so it would pierce the tanks. One more other question, Sean. When I was in high school, I went to high school in Long Island, New York, and when we studied Australia, isn't the circumference of Australia larger than the United States if you put it together? Is that a fact, sir?
Yeah, it is. I mean, Australia is huge. A lot of people don't realize just how huge she is. Because they think it's just a continent, you know, that it's just an island, they think that it's going to be something small. A lot of people over in the United States have actually questioned me on, well, you know, don't you just sort of live in the desert, Sean? No, you know what? We're more modern than you in some ways. We have some of the most modern cities on the face of the planet. There's actually some technologies that come to us before it even gets to you. So to answer your question, no, I mean, Australia is very modernized. It's not just all desert. There is a lot of desert in the middle of Australia, in central Australia. There's a lot of desert in certain parts of even South Australia and Western Australia. But the thing is, no, we are very modernized. Is that what you mean by asking that question?
No, sir. I meant by the size of the land from actual size. Dude, one more other thing. Real quickly. The movie that showed, I believe it's the Rabbit Trail of the Aborigine people, where the society tried to train them in schools, and they finally went back to their culture. Where do they fit in your society now? Are they looked down upon, or do they have like rights and are on their reservation, sir?
Well, when it first comes to the size of Australia, Australia is huge. It's still not as big as America, especially when it comes to the numbers of people. You know, you have 300 million people over there. That's a lot of people. We don't have anything near that. But when it comes to the size of Australia, Australia is huge. You know, it's very hard to explain. If you were to come across here and actually want to hike Australia or actually travel around Australia, you'd be spending a hell of a lot of time doing it. When it comes to the Aboriginals, no, it's not so much that we look down upon them. What happens is there's a thing between the whites and the Aboriginals where the Aboriginals are being treated better than us when it comes to politics. You know, we have a government that actually tells us to treat each other equally. And then when Pauline Hanson came out with the One Nation Party and said, all right, okay, if you're asking us as a government, if you're asking us to treat each other equally, then let's do that. However, our government treats the Aboriginals better than what they treat us. For instance, they at one stage were getting a free car, and the common white Aussie was not getting that. You know, there's a thing called Austudy. Austudy is known as when you're studying here in Australia as an adult, you get paid a certain amount. But then when an Aboriginal gets paid that amount, it's called Abstudy, and they got paid more. So here we have a government that is telling us, okay, right, you have to treat everybody equally as Australians, but we're not going to do so. So it creates, of course, a natural animosity, and it also creates controversy between Aboriginals and Australians. And at the same time, if you come over here, and I can take you to many places myself, first and foremost, that will show you that if you come over here, you will see first and foremost how a lot of the Aboriginals, the majority of the Aboriginals, don't want to work because they're being fed by the government. They're being handed everything by the government. So therefore, we just have to sit back and grin and bear it.
Wow, Sean, thank you very much for your input on that. One more other question, I'll let you go.
Sure, go right ahead. Listen, hang on, though. We may end up hitting a break. If we do, I'll hold you over. So go ahead and ask your question, but we're going to be hitting a break in a few seconds.
Okay, real quickly, Sean, when I studied Australia in high school, what they said was the majority of the men population in Australia were killed because there was a crossing point.
Hang on. Okay. Hold on for that question because we're going to go to break. When we come back, you can ask that question, okay?
Okay.
We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. And, Chris, you wanted to ask another question?
Please, Maggie, if I could, and I'll be very
sure,
brief.
Go right ahead. Take your time.
Sean, when we studied Australia, there was a situation, I believe it was in World War II, where two or three of your battalions of men had to cross a river, and they didn't have enough money to pay for the individual person and their equipment to go across this large river, and they were actually slaughtered because they didn't commandeer the ferry boat to move their men across and get to the other side, and they were in a military maneuver. And they said that was the reason why that there were so many women who were in Australia compared to the men population. Is there any truth to that story, Sean?
I'm not sure. You know, you've caught me out here. Well, I really don't know. I haven't learned that myself. I mean, we were never taught that in school here. So I would need to look into that before I could comment further.
That's fine, Sean. I own a computer, and I could have put that in and Googled that, but I wanted to get something front. And I have also heard great things about Melbourne, of the way it was going on right now, and very opened, and people were able to be part of the government. Anyway, thank you very much, Maggie, for the time, and Sean.
Oh, you're welcome, Chris.
You
thanks for
day.
Listening.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chris.
Bye.
Thanks. We've got Richard in Minnesota. Richard, are you still there?
Still here.
Hi.
I'd like to say, you know, when your comment earlier about the American government being pro-war, but the American people are not pro-war, I understand the point that you're trying to make, but I remember back when, after 9/11, you know, George Bush's approval rating was extremely low, but when he announced, we are going to go and attack Iraq, his approval rating just shot up. And everybody was running around, support our troops, and all of these stuff on their cars. Everyone was cheering that we were going to war. So the American people, you know, probably have the same situation in Australia, where our media is totally owned and controlled by Jewish folks. And these wars are for Israel. And not only that, in America, we have millions and millions of people who follow the Bible, who think the Bible is the word of God, and the Bible is just full of verses where God is ordering the Israelites to go around and attack people and kill people. And so that when you say that Americans are not a war, like, and if you have any American, they'll tell you that World War II is a very necessary war. They all consider these people that went to World War II, they consider them to be great heroes. So the American people, in my opinion, are very warlike people.
Well, I think it comes down to, you know, segments of people. On the most part, I've been over to the United States of America there, Richard. I've actually spent some time in LA. I spent some time in Texas. I spent some time in Buffalo, New York. And on the most part, as a whole, people don't want to be sending their children to war to be shot in the face. Now, you do have small segments of people in America, just like you have small segments of people here in Australia, that are bought and sold by their mainstream media. So they automatically think, oh, well, the mainstream media said that it would be good to send our children to war, so why don't we do it? But on the most part, I mean, answer me this question, sir. Would you want your child to be sent to war to be shot in the face?
No, I wouldn't, and most people wouldn't, but they're happy to send other people's children.
Yeah, but
hold on. What I'm saying is, you wouldn't, right? Your next-door neighbour probably wouldn't, and his next-door neighbour probably wouldn't, and it goes on and on and on. You've got small segments of idiots. This is why there's movies created like Idiocracy that will show you that there's small segments of idiots that will always say, you know what, if we don't go out there and fight with an M16, we'll have to defend ourselves with pitchforks. So therefore, you know, you're going to have to put up with these idiots. But on the most part, Richard, I do think that human beings just want to be good to each other. They want to prosper. They want to become good people to each other. That they want to be good to their neighbors, so on and so forth. On the most part, I think human beings are good people. You take the Rothschilds out of the family. You take the Morgans out of the family. You take the Rockefellers out of the family. All of a sudden, you start getting really, really good people. I think if we started getting rid of the masters of puppets and the puppets of the masters, and by the puppets of the masters, I mean those that are working for the masters of the puppets, like Julia Gillard, my prime minister here, George W. Bush, once your president there, or Barack Obama, your current president, you start to see a change. But we haven't yet been given that change. We haven't been given a time where we can vote all the incumbents out and get new incumbents in, or we haven't been given a time where we can actually say, right, we're going to declare our independence as human beings. I truly believe this, if we were given the time where we could declare our independence and say, right, you are no longer working for us, government. We are going to get a government in that is going to work for us. Things would change.
Well, the fact of the matter is we've had that opportunity in America. You know, when Ron Paul says we need to bring our troops home and put support in Israel and with all these wars and bring our troops home and put them on the border, everyone didn't vote for Ron Paul. They voted for John McCain and they voted for Barack Obama.
So, yeah, because
hold on a second.
Richard, Richard, because the majority of Americans are duped by the powers that be that control the media, that manipulate them into thinking that, oh, Ron Paul can't win. Or that
not just that, not just that, Maggie. Not just that, Maggie. We've also got to take a look at the fact that, that there's electronic voting systems. Are they literally, you know what I mean? Like, if Ron Paul may have actually been voted for on the most part, but those electronic systems can be rigged. This is the same sort of thing that's going on over here in Australia. There's a lot of aspects in this, Richard. And look, I do appreciate that you can actually come out and say, right, okay, this may not be the way it's happening. I think that these Americans are a warlike lot, so on and so forth. I appreciate that you actually have the testicular fortitude to come in and say that. However, there's so many aspects we have to look at. And then after we look at it and we find the root of the problem, that's when we have to tackle it. We've got a lot to look at before we even get near that.
Well, when you talk about American people, after 9-1-1, when we went into Iraq, all my neighbors had big signs of support the troops. I put up a sign that said, U.S. troops go to hell.
Yeah, but you know what? I think when people put up a sign, I support the troops, I don't support this so-called mission that they've been sent on. I'm not in support of that. I don't think we belong anywhere. I think we should bring all of our military people, men and women, out of all of these other countries and bring them back home. I think
Absolutely.
When people say they support the troops, they support the individual. The troops are just following orders and being sent where they have no control over. I don't think a sign that says support the troops means, oh, well, you're in support of the mission they're sent on. Please, I honestly, Richard, don't think that's what most of those people who put signs out there mean by those words.
Oh, I can guarantee, yeah, when you put up a sign, support the troops, that's the same thing as supporting the war. Don't kid
No,
yourself.
It isn't the same thing as supporting the war. No, it isn't. I'm telling you right now, myself, as an individual, I support the troops. I have relatives in the military. I don't support what's going on in Iraq and Afghanistan, but I certainly support the poor people who are stuck over there.
That's where I was trying to go earlier, Maggie, where I have a nephew and I have, I guess what you could call a cousin, in the military. Now, I don't want them there. I've discussed with them that I think it's wrong for them to go over there, but they are young people that have been brainwashed by their televisions, by their government, and they're over there doing what they're doing. Now, I don't support the war, but I do support somebody, hopefully, including myself, of course, supporting them while they're over there, because they as far as they're concerned, they've got no option.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I have you. If you don't go along, they're gonna put you in where?
I beg
Leavenworth,
because we do not have a draft. These people volunteer. These people are being paid.
Of course they're volunteered, but that doesn't mean they agree with every mission they're sent on, Richard. And on that note, I want to thank you for calling. I've got a couple other callers that I want to grab here before we go to the next break. Richard, thank you for calling, but I'm going to agree to disagree with you. I think that you're off base there, that everybody who's in the military supports every mission they're sent on. What, 55,000 men died in Vietnam? It didn't work out real well, did it? And I can tell you right now that a lot of people didn't support that mission at all, but they were forced to do it. Of course, that was a draft situation. This isn't a draft. But people who volunteer to go in the military aren't going in there because they are warmongers in any way, shape, or form.
And not just that, Maggie, you know what? Over here in Australia, the jobs are so little. And I know that the jobs are so
Same
little
here.
Over there in the in America. What happens is a lot of these young lads are being told by the military, you know what? You can't get a job out in the real world. So why not come and work for us? Sign up into the military. Be the best you can be. And then all of a sudden they say, oh, yeah, good idea. I'm going to get paid a decent wage. I will be able to learn a skill. But then all of a sudden they're sent to the front line. And where are they left? But with a bullet in their brain.
Yeah, exactly. Sean, we've got a couple other callers. Let's grab them. We have Alex somewhere outside the USA. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
Nice to be on your show. Very, very interesting topics, you know, been touching and hearing the situation in Australia. But the situation just sounds so similar to, you know, anywhere in the world, all these Orwellian laws, and what I call them is diabolical laws, because if, you know, laws are going to come in and
absolutely
the welfare of human beings over, you know, just to have a law, you can't pick up wood on the side of the road, you know, to fulfill someone's necessities. I mean, that's diabolical.
Yes, it is.
You know, I want to comment on things in the world. We're in war, and it's a war that a lot of people don't know that it exists. It's a subversive war. So what I suggest is that, you know, in order for anyone to be able to be victorious in any war, you have to first be able to identify who your enemy is. And, you know, that's where a lot of us, you know, we can see there is something quite not right around the whole world. You know, some people call them the elitists, the New World Order. I mean, whatever you want to call it, but, you know, we have to identify who this enemy is. Now,
right.
I have my opinions. I don't want to force my opinions on anyone, but I like to share my opinion so that people can, you know, do their own research, because everyone needs to come to the truth. Like, you know, you mentioned earlier, the truth shall set you free, and that is true. But everyone needs to be, you know, convinced of that truth on their own, not be listening from somewhere else. So what I want to add about this, you know, where this is coming from, all these laws that are coming about, they're coming nowhere else, no other place than the UN. Now here's where the deception is, in my point. The EU is subservient to the UN. Now, the UN is also subservient to the Holy See. Now, a lot of people can, you know, they could say otherwise, but, for example, if we study history, the Dark Ages, that serfdom that we're being pushed to, that's exactly what was lived in the past. And that's exactly where they are taking us. Now, they're just doing it through different means. Legal means, you know, very deceptive means, war, etc. So they're pushing us to the same serfdom of the Dark Ages. And, you know, the Vatican, Holy See, the Roman Catholic Church was supreme. And right now, the UN, the EU, they are under Roman canon law. And that's
Alex, listen, I want you, Alex, if you would, please, because I've got a couple other callers I want to take. So I want you to get to your point real quick in 30 seconds, because I want to move on. I've got a couple more people I want to take before we hit the end of the show, okay?
Okay, yeah. The point is that there's one great aspect that a lot of people don't take into consideration, is that the political and religious power in the world that the Roman Catholic Church exerts, there's always politicians, bankers, priests, and the normal people. And I can guarantee you that the priests have always had more authority, and that's where the priestly authority is coming from in the UN, the EU, et cetera, and the U.S. as well. Everywhere.
Okay. Alex, I'm going to cut you off on that note. I appreciate you calling. Let's, Sean, do you have a comment real quick? Then we're going to grab a couple other callers. Anything
no, I think he had a great many points, Maggie, that I could talk about on, like, all night. So, no, I mean, I would have to leave it there.
Okay. We've got Joe in Indiana. Joe, you want to comment real quickly, please?
Sure, I'll be really quick. Maggie, thank you for having Sean on.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to say, Sean, I hope you come back again. You're fascinating. I was glad I had a cancellation in a couple of my appointments, and I've just been sitting in my car listening to you. I think Americans, like myself, have always had a fascination for Australia. I've never been there. I've had friends that have been there, and I would love to go. I drink the wines from Australia and love the Shirazes wonderfully.
There you go. Sean likes the wine down there, too, I think.
Oh, the Australians, I will say this, and I know the Californians, I have family out there, too. They're going to get pretty mad at me, but the Australian wines, I love them. And the Barossa Valley is one of my favorite areas where the wines come from. But, Sean, you brought up a lot of great points. I hope you come back. We as Americans, like myself, when I was a kid, I loved those hats. They call them the Australian digger hats. They wore them in World War One, I think. And one of my happiest moments as a young man, I found some store. And this is in the days before internet or anything like that. And That was one of my first international mailings, and I got one of those hats, and I still have it till this day. In fact, my kids want to wear it all the time. So I love, and I've always had an attachment. I love the country, and I hate to see what's happening. You brought up great points. This is a worldwide demonic cult that's taking over the countries, and I always admire
Australians. Yes, it is.
And I always admire your people because they're very individualistic. They're a lot like Americans. And to see this socialistic, demonic thing take over and Australians acquiesce to this thing is just so disturbing. And I just hope that somewhere in your country that there's people like you that are just doing something individually to stand up to these governments that want to just take away our individual rights. And
listen, Joe, on that note, I appreciate you calling, but we're going to break, and I'm going to cut you off. Thanks for listening, Joe. Okay. Dave in Iowa will grab you when we come back. Hang in there, everybody. We've got a couple more minutes left of the show, so hang in there, Dave. We will grab you real quick when we get back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit teravim.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if we've got a couple more minutes, if you'd like to call into the show, the number is 800-313-9443. We did have a caller, Dave, in Iowa, but I guess he dropped off the line, Sean, when we went to break. So we don't have anybody on the line right now for you. But I wanted to comment, you know, the one fellow who called from outside the United States, he believes that the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, is behind everything going on in the world. And I think the Roman Catholic Church is owned myself by the globalists who control the game, even though historically it has appeared that priests and those people who have pushed, let's use the term religion lightly, have been the ones who have been in control. I think there's somebody who's been behind their manipulation as well, and that's just my opinion. And everybody has opinions, don't they, Sean?
They absolutely do, Maggie. And look, I look at it this way. I don't care if you're Christian or you're a Muslim or you're a Protestant or you were brought up through Catholicism. For starters, I was brought up through Catholicism myself, Maggie, and I was lucky to come out the other side with a level head. You know, it's not the people that go to church each Sunday that are causing problems. It's not the Muslims that are praying so many times a day that are the problem. It's the leaders of all of these religions that are the problem. They are all Zionists, as far as I'm concerned. You take a look at some of these rabbis. You take a look at some of these Christian leaders. You take a look at some of these Muslim leaders, right? It goes on and on and on. They're all a part of the problem. It's not the common person that is following the religion. It's the Zionists of the religions. And this is why on my show I actually have the PAZ Hour, Party of Anti-Zionists. But I'd like to just comment on something that Joe in Indiana was saying.
Okay.
You know, he was actually saying that, you know, he's fascinated with Australians, so on and so forth. You know, how he hopes to hear me again on RBN. And I would love to do that with you again sometime soon, Maggie.
Oh, you're always welcome, Sean. You know that.
Yes, of course, and as are you on my show. But the thing is, what happens is I've got to say that, you know, when I went to America, I was so fascinated by the different country, so fascinated in a way that it was the highlight of my life besides when my children were born. It literally is. It does seem like, oh, wow, you know, this Australian, he sounds fascinating, rah, rah, rah. But the thing is, it's fascinating from every level. And one of the things I want to sort of push here is that we can be fascinating countries between each other. We can be very fascinating countries between each other without having to become a one-world government. I mean, we've just recently had David Rothschild come out and say, you know, it's very hard to get this global governance agenda activated. He came right out and said that. Once upon a time, I was called a kook for even speaking of the fact that, you know, these world leaders, these masters of puppets and the puppets of the masters are looking for a one world government.
Yes, they are. Right? Listen, Sean, on that note, we're running out of time here. The fat lady's going to sing on this deal. But I want to thank you for staying up so late because I know it's now about 3 o'clock in the morning where you are. Thanks, Sean, for joining me. I appreciate it. Two's Company, Three's Allowed, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. on Orion Talk Radio Network. I don't want to plug another network, but, hey, I want to tell the truth. Sean has been my guest. You can I will link to him on my website, everybody, so you can go there and you can find out how to listen to more of Sean and read what Sean has to say. Thanks, Sean, for joining me. Sweet dreams, kiddo. I appreciate you coming on the air and staying up so late.
My pleasure, Maggie. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, everybody, listen, you know I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up, everybody. Better days are coming. I believe it. So, hey, sun will come up tomorrow, and I'll be back.
Gold. Ever climb.